Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bonsoir.
Yes.
Welcome to the pajama party.
Yes, and Papa Didi is here. He has arrived from a long journey. He is here.
Imagine that.
Watch out, Papa. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
Rain outside.
What a day.
Anyway.
All right. Well, we're going to get into things. We got our hot topics. We're going to make it short and sweet for you tonight. We have, is the Red Cross racist? Our BET 2016 award show. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Also, the passing of Pat Summitt. She passed away yesterday. What's popping with Papa Didi? I'm just saying with Red Wine, you make me proud. Living for the city with Papa again. He got some surprises for us tonight. My Hollywood wrap-up. We're going to give you a little pillow talk tonight also. Our kiss it list and the last word. Sit back, relax, get your favorite cocktail because that's what we're doing. And we'll be right back with the hot topics.
Hey, this is Papa Didi. Join me on Friday nights live at the Pajama Party Adult Online Radio Talk Show. And don't miss my segments called Living for the City and What's Poppin'.
Hey, and join me. This is Red Wine with the long, long stem. And I've got the hot topics in my commentary called I'm Just Saying. And don't forget the cocktail of the week for me, Kettle with the Yellow Top. I got the Hollywood wrap-up along with Weird News. And don't forget, we've got the kisser list. That's for the people who get on our last nerves and you want us to call them out.
So join us on Blog Talk Radio for the Pajama Party.
Every Friday night at 9 p.m. on the East Coast and 6 p.m. on the West Coast.
Go to apajamaparty.com to listen online or follow us on Twitter at apajamaparty.
Call us live, 914-803-4306. And don't forget to press 1.
Now let's get back to the show.
Hey, what happened to the snack tray?
Or the bartender?
Does he want to see my slippers?
I'll call the room service.
All right, and we're back with the pajama party. I'm Kettle, and we're here with Red Wine.
Bonsoir.
And Papa Didi.
You.
All right, he's in the house. All right.
He's lurking in the background.
Yes, he is. So, what's going on with you?
Well, I want to get into these hot topics. Did you by chance see the ad, I guess it's an ad or a flyer, that the Red Cross put together? It was a signboard that had something that looked really racist, this message about swimming safety guidelines for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up coming up with an apology, you know, after they did something offensive, which is what most people typically do. You know, they try you first, and then when you catch them, they want to say, oops, my bad.
What was on the board?
Well, okay, this all started with a dialogue that came up on Twitter after the picture circulated in Fort Morgan, Colorado. And now the poster has been taken down, but what it read across the top, it said, be cool, follow the rules. And that sounds innocent enough, right?
Right.
Well, below the heading were depictions of children playing, and the white children were labeled as behaving cool, while the children of color were depicted as misbehaving or being not cool because they were all breaking the pool, the rules,
of the
safety
pool.
Rules.
Uh-huh.
Right. And of course, you know, the American Red Cross saying that says that they appreciate the sensitivity around the concerns that were raised about water safety posters and all that kind of thing. And they said, this is their statement, we deeply apologize for any misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
As it was absolutely not our intent to to offend anyone.
Really?
As one of the nation's oldest and largest humanitarian organizations, we are committed to diversity and inclusion in all that we do every day.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly. Womp, womp.
Yes.
What's that thing I used to say?
That's what they're giving us.
Yeah, so going forward, we're developing more appropriate materials. So to me, when you say you're going to do something more appropriate,
mm-hmm.
you're acknowledging that that was inappropriate.
See what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And going
yeah.
forward, so
yeah.
in the past is what we've done.
Right. So mm-hmm. in the past, mm-hmm. we admit we were inappropriate.
Right.
And they're saying that they want to be more representative of the workforce and the communities that they serve.
Mm-hmm.
But others are still unsatisfied with the Red Cross Hospital's efforts, including the woman who took the photo of the poster.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just an ordinary citizen. She said, I'm just a citizen. I'm not an organization, but I want the Red Cross to collaborate and build relationships with Black Kids Swim and other organizations that do advocacy around this kind of thing so it doesn't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman's name is Margaret Sawyer. She's the former executive director of the Mixtexco Indigenous Community Organizing Project. Clearly, they're thinking of themselves as having only one constituency, and that is not true. Sawyer took the photo after seeing the poster twice while traveling with her family in Colorado over the weekend.
Interesting.
So this picture, once again, it said, you know, be cool, follow the rules,
mm-hmm.
and then it had like a bunch of different things that kids do in a pool.
Right.
And over the heads of the Black kids or the children of color,
because
maybe some of them could have been allegedly Latino or whatever.
Right.
But over the kids of color, it said not cool, because
mm-hmm.
they were all doing things, breaking the rules.
Right.
And over the white kids, they were all cool, because they were all following the rules. Now, how is it possible that somebody created that, approved that, printed that, and thought it was appropriate and saw no problem with that?
That's the problem. They don't. They don't think it's a problem.
I'm just blown.
Disappointed.
And Red Cross should be ashamed of themselves. As long as they've been around, they know better than that.
But then you have to go back and do the root of the problem, which could be the Red Cross. They could be racist themselves.
Could be.
Per se. And they didn't think it was a problem them putting up the poster.
Well, apparently whoever did their graphics and created this poster seems to have, as people say, a racist bone in their body. Because there's no way in the world somebody created that and thought, okay, this is cool. And then somebody must have approved it.
Right.
They looked at it and thought, oh, this is good. No problem. Go ahead. Send it to production. Let's print them and distribute them wherever they distributed these, because this lady saw it in Colorado.
Right. And she saw it twice. She said
twice in
Colorado.
Traveling in Colorado.
In Colorado. We've got to go where the source is. I guess we had to figure out who lives in Colorado.
Well,
of the Caucasian persuasion, as Papa would say. I'm using your words.
Don't
tonight.
Blame it on me. Don't blame it on me.
I'm using your words, Papa.
Well, use it with your mindset, honey. Don't blame it on me.
Nah.
But you know, my view on that is. It's like anything else out there that's called the black cloud, black sheep of the family, and everything else like that. That's why all that was all on the same lines, because everything was something, everybody think was something bad, it's got to be of a dark nature or whatever. And it's so many people to fault in this situation, you know, the illustrators, the people have proven it. It just goes to show you the demographics of every place that poster went through to be for approval had no diversity at all. Okay, and they saw it. Everybody saw it as a, this is cool. Oh yeah, you got the little it looks like the little black kids are the ones starting trouble. And they did that like it was regular. Like the world would understand that that's who really does trouble. And you know. Anyway.
As going back to the saying, white is always right.
Right, being on the right side of white.
I don't think so.
Yeah, bah humbug.
But that speaks volume, and we're going to get more into it. The guy Jesse Williams on the BET, what he talked about and everything, that just goes right into our next hot topic. Talking about the BET Awards, Jesse Williams. He delivered such a moving speech. He got the Humanitarian Award, the 2016 BET Awards. He's on the Grey's Anatomy series.
Yeah.
I guess he's one of the dreamy guys, I guess.
He's a doctor on there.
Oh, okay.
He's easy on the eyes.
Oh, okay. Okay. He was honored for his activism and dedication to the Black Lives Matter movement. And the CEO, Deborah Lee, she introduced him and everything, and she said, Jesse Williams is the essence of modern civil rights legend in the making and a true pioneer of our new generation of leaders. I was thinking the same thing. I said, she took the words right out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And goes on to say, now this award, which this is Jesse talking, now this award is not for me. This is for the real organizers all over the country, the activists, the civil rights attorneys, the struggling parents, the families, the teachers, the students that are realizing that a system built to divide and impoverish and destroy us cannot stand if we do. Man, he was deep.
Oh, yeah.
They say he's one of the youngest members of the board of directors on a board called the Advancement Project. It's a civil rights advocacy group. They produced the documentary Stay Woke. That was in 2014. That's something we need to check out.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, but that's powerful. Stay woke, I guess, to a lot of things that are going on. Yeah, in this time and day.
Yeah, it's a lot of people sleeping on a lot of stuff.
I know, that's right.
Like the Red Cross.
Right. You guys have to look up the entire speech because he talked about some powerful things. He also said, freedom, this is my part, freedom is always coming in the hereafter. But you know what, though? The hereafter is a hustle.
Hmm.
If you have a critique for the resistance, our resistance, then you better have an established record of critique of our oppression. If you have no interest in equal rights for black people, then you do not make suggestions to those who do. So sit down.
All right.
I was like, all right,
sit
my
down.
Brother, sit down. You know me, I would say sit your eight.
Yeah.
Your eight down. But he said that was very powerful. But I would look up the whole speech and check it out. But
yeah, it's all over YouTube.
Yes, yes.
No sooner than it came out of his mouth, people were uploading that.
Yes.
Because it was that good.
It was. Did you hear the speech, Papa?
I sure did.
Yeah. How'd you like it?
I was inspired.
Yeah. True that, yeah.
I actually liked the whole show.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Yeah,
I'm not
usually a big fan of award shows,
mm-hmm.
but that was one of the best, one of the most well-produced award shows.
I have to say,
including
it was.
The honors and the everything that was done for Prince.
Yeah, yeah.
And the whole show in general, it
yeah.
was just well done
right.
from the beginning to the end.
It was. And it was interesting to see the people that came together, that came out to do the different tributes to Prince. It's like Jennifer Hudson, she was my favorite. I'm like, man, she just had me trembling all over.
Yeah. It was fabulous.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even say who was my favorite.
Right.
You know, between Erykah Badu, because
mm-hmm.
I love Erykah Badu.
Right.
And
Erykah
then,
Badu for what?
Her tribute
favorite.
To Prince. I enjoyed that.
I don't agree. I think that was horrible.
I enjoyed it.
She
yeah.
was horrible. I
because
think.
I like that song, The Ballad of Dorothy Parker.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
one of the
okay.
songs that some people
well,
may not remember.
Song. That wasn't.
But
her.
I enjoyed it.
Her whole
oh,
appearance
okay.
that night was really off kill. I think that she missed her hairdresser, didn't get her hair done. She was stuck with a hairstyle that she had that she needed to probably update from another time.
Papa.
And, you know.
Like I said,
opinion.
I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Erykah's performance. I liked The Ballad of Dorothy Parker. That's one of Prince's songs
that, like
that some
song,
people may not be aware
Erykah
of. So I enjoyed it.
Mm. Took a mess.
I think that's I don't know. I could be wrong. It could
well,
be on her new look.
But I know. She changes her
look
so much.
That look was ragged, honey.
I was just glad she didn't have on one of those tall hats like she has been wearing.
Oh.
That Abraham Lincoln look. She finally let that go for a minute.
Well,
yeah, it's a mess.
I'll get more into the. We're gonna get more into the BET Awards and my Hollywood wrap up. Talk
okay.
about some people that were.
Well, I just wanted to
on.
Say one of my least favorite was Alicia Keys' performance.
Oh, okay.
I love that song, but I didn't really care for the performance.
Alicia Keys is my girl, okay? She could do no wrong.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, you could have that one. Put it in a basket.
I guess
I wasn't feeling that.
I guess if my girl Mary J. Blige was on that, I'd probably say the same
thing. Well, she's quite normal. We're talking about the people that perform.
I know.
I would say, you know, I couldn't really pick a favorite, but my least favorite performance, as much as I love that song, Nothing. What is it called? Nothing in Common? Something in Common?
I don't know. What is it called?
I think the name of the
song
is Common.
I don't know. You got me.
I know
you
the
remember
song.
Erykah
like
Badu's
song.
She need to go to a hairdresser, but anyway.
Mm-hmm. I just said the song is called Common, but anyway.
Yeah, Common.
That's another chapter in the book. We're going to leave that one alone.
Anyway.
We got way too much in common. That's the hook of the song.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I enjoyed the show overall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's good. So did I. I didn't care for the rappers and stuff like that, but, you know, I just switched to another channel.
Oh, when the rappers come on, you switch.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But, we're going to take a little CC break, and we're going to come back with our last hot topic.
Okay.
All right.
It's the Friday night adult talk show, The Pajama Party, on Blog Talk Radio, produced by DC Homegrown Entertainment. Visit us online at www.apajamaparty.com. Click the banner, and you can join us online, or call us right now at 914-803-4306. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the Pajama Party crew and you. So pick up the phone and call us now, 914-803-4306, and tell us what's on your mind. There's a big fluffy pillow reserved up front just for you at the Pajama Party. And remember, it's PJs only, no clothes allowed. Pass it on. Now let's get back to the Pajama Party crew and more of the Pajama Party. That better not be my robe.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm your host, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir.
And our last hot topic for tonight will be the death of two athletic leaders, if you will. One is Pat Summitt. She was a winningest coach in Division I college basketball history. Division I means your bigger colleges, your main colleges, and what have you. Pat Summitt really was the quintessential female coach, if you will. She just put it down. She demanded the best from people, and she got it, and she kept everything right and civilized. Now, it's kind of all over the place with the WNBA and everything, people fighting and getting married and breaking up and divorcing and all the crap that they got inside that league. But anyway, it was all about basketball with her. And she was had a 38-year career with Tennessee. And she died. She was 68 years old when she passed away. She died much too soon. Her son, his name is Tyler Summitt, who was always at her games, he issued a statement. Since 2011, my mother has battled her toughest opponent. She had early onset dementia, Alzheimer's type, and she did so with bravely fierce determination, just as she did with every opponent she faced over the years. And, you know, it was a very interesting situation with her because, like I said, Pat Summitt, you look at her and she really had a hard look about her, but she really, when girls came to that college to play basketball, she really put together some championships. And the other death that we want to speak on is Buddy Ryan. He goes back to two different major city legacies. He was first the defensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears, the ones that won the Super Bowl that year with the Refrigerator Perry and everybody else on there when they had all that video and all that stuff going on, even though they were joking and laughing that year and win the Super Bowl, but they had a brilliant defensive coordinator named Buddy Ryan. After that Super Bowl win, Buddy Ryan was chosen as the head coach for the Philadelphia Eagles. And under him, you had people like Seth Joyner, Randall Cunningham, Reggie White. I mean, a host and host of people that Buddy Ryan coached. And I think that his funeral, his homegoing, is going to be really major because he touched a lot of people's lives. His two sons are in the game now. They both coach on the same team now. They're very interesting, this particular situation for both these people to die today. It's really eye-opening and eye-catching, and you'll hear about it. You know, it's fresh right now, but between Buddy Ryan and Pat Summitt, we just want to give them homage because they were two great coaches. They really put it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry to hear about that. She, they said also she was the most winningest coach, male and female.
Man, she was very good.
Yeah, she'd been with that same team for 38 years.
Really?
That's a long time, yeah.
That is a long time.
Mm-hmm. For them not to oust her, or you know how they do sometimes, they want to push people aside and bring in new people. She was doing her business. She was doing her job. Doing it very well. Of course, you're being paid very good. All right. So we're going to keep it moving.
Yeah.
Okay. What's popping with you tonight, Papa?
Wow. What's popping me tonight?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had an experience just a little while ago. And it was so obvious. You know, when we keep the same, the whole racial flavor going. You know, when we talk about racism, we almost got to say, who is racist? Who sees us as a piece of meat? Who sees us as just a fragment just walking the streets? I was in a store in a train station. Okay, and I won't narrow down the city because I don't want to narrow down my whereabouts. Ain't none of y'all business where I came from or where I've been. And I mean that very sweet. Don't take it the wrong way. Anyway, I'm in this store. What do you call those? With the yellow bags. In New York, they call it the Hudson News. And you got other names for it. Anyway, I'm in there, and I'm waiting to get some lottery tickets. You know, this is today. This is today, because the lottery's big tonight. Now, there was a gentleman, a black gentleman, older gentleman, in front of me. And he was running off numbers, you know, he was doing his little threes and fours, you know. And he was older gentleman, so he's talking slow. Oh, give me 3.45, 4.38, 50 cent, 50 cent for a quarter, 2.52 for a dime, this for a nickel. And he was the Middle Eastern gentleman was obviously getting bored as ever, I guess, or just getting frustrated because he wasn't respecting a man of color from the beginning. But he's doing side hustles at the same time. Now, I'm standing behind the gentleman at the lottery machine. Now, he's waiting on white folks with his left hand. Can I help you? To one guy, a tie-wearing white man. So he took his order, slicked it up, grabbed a bag, gave him his change, moved on. Because, you know, lottery machine till and the regular till is two different tills. All of a sudden, there's three white guys in a line. So I kind of let the first one go by. And then the second one come up, and he served him. Now, he's about to grab the third guy. I said, whoa, hold up, man. I got to get a train in 10 minutes. All right, let's finish up with this guy in front of me and wait on me next. My turn is next. But now, he said, what do you want? I said, I want a lottery ticket. I want to get some lottery tickets. I said, I specifically said I'm going to get some lottery tickets. Now, when the gentleman was finished in front of me, he printed out one ticket and handed it to me and said, that'd be a dollar. Like I was a peasant off the street, and I hustled up a dollar, 99 cents and a damn penny to get this man for a fucking ticket, excuse my language. Now, I actually wanted 10 tickets, but he wanted to get rid of my black ass so fast that he ran me up a ticket for $1 and was handed to me while he was pacing, waiting to serve that white man over to my left that he couldn't wait to wait on. I said, hold up, man. First of all, give me that ticket because that may be the winner. So I brought that motherfucker too, okay? Got that one, and I said, I want 10 tickets. I want 5 on each ticket because you didn't even ask me what I wanted. You just wanted to get rid of my black ass. And when you take the time to analyze that whole situation in 10 minutes' time, that means you're doing your black homework. So for those of you out there that's not doing your black homework and you're living every day with your head up in the cloud or your head up in your ass, get your head out of your ass and see what's going on around you. Because jokers are manipulating the hell out of you in society every day. They give you the bad money at the toll, the tour dollars at the toll. They give you the old donuts at the Dunkin' Donuts. They give you the last nasty coffee at the coffee shop. Everything is at the very end. When black folks come up to the line, in most cases, they pawn it off. If it ain't right, don't take it. If it don't smell right, don't look right, if the dollar ain't right, ain't no way you should take some dirty old-ass money from a toll booth that's got thousands of dollars in there. And somebody hand you their ripped dollars, they don't want to take in their account. So wake up, people. That's if it was popping for me.
The microphone is coming out of your chest.
I ain't scared of you, mother.
All right, now.
Wow. All right, Papa. You keeping it on, keeping it on. What we're talking about tonight, like the guy said, you better stay woke.
Yeah. Well, while we waking up, we need to go get a new mic. So we're going to take a quick break and come back with a fresh mic.
All right.
And me, Red Wine, with I'm Just Saying.
Watch out now.
All right.
You're in tune to the Late Night Adult Pajama Party right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is a production of DC Homegrown Entertainment. To share your opinion with the Pajama Party crew, call us on 914-803-4306 and press 1. If you'd rather just listen in, you can still call us and listen on your phone, or you can listen online by going to our website, www.apajamaparty.com, and clicking the Listen banner in the top right corner. So join the conversation and let us know what you think about tonight's topics or whatever is on your mind. Okay, who turned the lights off? Call us now, 914-803-4306. Now back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party.
Welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir.
What you got tonight, Red Wine?
Okay. Oh, it's time for me?
Yeah.
Yay. All right. So tonight, I'm just saying, you make me proud. Finally, I'm not on a rant about something negative. I got something positive to say.
Come on.
So, again, I'm still talking about the BET Awards show. If you didn't see it by now, you need to catch up and get your life. This year's award show was all that and then some, from the beginning to the closing. But I want to focus on that humanitarian award that was given to actor and activist Jesse Williams for his continuing efforts with Black Lives Matter movement and his work in Ferguson, Missouri. Jesse, I just want to say to you, you make me proud. You make me proud to be a black woman in America. Please find his brother's remarks somewhere online, and as Beyonce says, get information. My brother, you made me proud to be black. Just watching and listening to you, how you so eloquently explain the current plight of black America and how we as a people need to proceed if we are to progress. I'm just saying, you made me proud. Jesse said some deep and prolific things, and I have so much love and respect for that brother. He said, and I quote, "We've been floating this country on credit for centuries, and we're done watching and waiting for this invention called whiteness uses and abuses us, burying black people out of sight and out of mind while extracting our culture, our dollars, and our entertainment like oil, black gold, ghettotizing and demeaning our creations, then stealing them, gentrifying our genius, then trying us on like costumes before discarding our bodies like rinds of strange fruit. The thing is, though, just because we're magic doesn't mean we're not real. My brother, you better say so and say it again for the comprehensionally challenged folks. You make me proud for how you explained the problem and told the world in just a few moments what's been going on for way too many years. He said that if we're going to be free in America, we need to be able to act like we're free. And he spoke about the lack of parity and police brutality in this country. And he said that if Sandra Bland would have been alive today had she not acted so free. Now, mm-hmm. think about that. Mm-hmm. That sister would have been alive if she hadn't acted so free. Mm. But yet they tell us we are free. I'm just saying, boy, Jesse, you better keep on telling the truth and educate this generation so they can stop walking around blind and keep on making us proud. This is Red Wine, and I'm just saying, Jesse Williams, and others like you, keep hope alive, Black Lives Matter, and power to the people.
Mm.
That's my boo.
Woo!
Watch out, man. Watch out, man.
To make me proud, my brother.
Y'all putting it down tonight. Red wine and pop.
I'm just saying.
Just getting sick and tired, being sick and tired, being sick and tired.
Yeah, at some point you got to.
Yeah.
Enough is enough.
Yeah.
Daggone it.
I have to say, as Mama Z said, y'all got to stop praying and we got to do something about it. Got to get radical a little bit sometimes.
Hello.
Yep. So we're going to push it forward, keep it moving.
All right.
We back to Papa Didi, living for the city. What's up with you? You ready for it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Come on with it.
Kick it.
I'm ready.
Mm-mm. Kick it, Papa Didi.
What did it say back in the day? Ready like Freddy to rock real steady.
All right. Come on with
Anyway, you know, let's just keep on that same theme that we was on. You know, and we're not going to get radical. You know, we're not going to be...
Too late.
We're not going to... I'm not going to take it to H.R.I.P. Brown or Gil Scott Heron or anything like that. But I think that when I looked at the show that night, I also see an audience that was... That had... when they showed different pictures on people and what they were doing or things they were... Images they were projecting... Some of it look a little buffoonish, you know. Images that people are putting on that just like that they're just doing it to have a look, so to speak. Because you can always see lack of mindset in people. I don't care what kind of apparatus you got on you. You can always see behind dark glasses where there's emptiness. You know what I'm saying? Because dark glasses really don't justify too much. Because in most cases, you want to put a little light on your eyes, because eyes are the mirrors of the soul, and you want some people to see eyes a little bit. But when you got some buffoon person wearing dark glasses in a dark place already, they kind of just go to show them that, you know, I really can't see. Like getting windows too dark on your car when you get your windows tinted. You know, anyway, but getting off that particular subject, you know, getting back to what we were saying concerning freedom, like you were saying about... Sandra Bland, I always say that there's two free people in the world, and I'll repeat it till the day I go, is a black woman and a white man. Those are the only two free people in the world that can do things in this world and get away with it if they do it the right way. Black men have no power. White women have no power because people have been manipulating both of those particular species forever, so they really stand for nothing. I think an Asian woman stands in front of a white woman these days. Okay, especially with Asian women being the first nationality of compromise. I don't want to use the word prostitution. I'll say compromise. Let's keep it nice. But anyway, getting back to that, I think that everybody should keep a strong mindset. Keep something in your head that shows you're paying attention to things, you know. I use my 4x4 theory a lot to reassure my mindset of what I know, you know, on how things develop from what and where. You know, the way I talk about, you know, Abraham Lincoln being the 16th president, you know, 4x4 being 16, which evolved into the same 4x4 being the day Martin Luther King was assassinated, the fourth month of the fourth day, you know, and to keep it all going with the 16 and the double fours with Barack Obama being the 44th president. And you got three right there, 16 being 4x4 for the man who freed the slaves. And then to move on further with the double fours, the first man to break the home run record, Hank Aaron, who wore 44 on his back as a baseball player. So put something in your mind that's going to connect black folks during a time frame. And in that time frame, you got Abraham Lincoln. You got Martin Luther King, you got Barack Obama, and you got Hank Aaron, which is four different generations. Learn some blackness, because if you're sitting around here just learning a bunch of bullshit, you ain't really got nothing going on. Despite what you do, where you live, where you work, what's happening with you, learn some blackness and pocket it and keep it in a strong account, because you're going to need it. You're going to truly need it, because one day you got to stand up and deliver what you are and what you stand for. Not so much as a revolution, but to know where you came from and to keep your legacy strong. That's what's happened with me with living for the city.
Hear that. Keeping up with the theme. I hear you.
I like that 4x4 theory.
All right, then. 4x4.
We're going to have to put a poster together.
Yeah.
Tell Red Cross to print that.
Ooh.
So you want to print something, print that.
I know that's right. Ouch. Watch out, man.
Well, we're going to take a little CC break. We're going to come back with my Hollywood wrap-up. All right.
Does your gray hair make you look much older than you really are? Do Boy Scouts try to help you cross the street? Don't waste your time with messy hair colors that won't last. Wigs will just make your hair sweat. What you need is a permanent solution. You need
Gray Be Gone. Gray Be Gone
burns your gray hairs right down to the root. No more coloring with
Gray Be Gone.
Simply apply Gray Be Gone with the heat-protected gloves to your entire scalp. When you feel the burning, the gray hairs are being fried right on your head. After the procedure, just stick your head in a bucket of ice water to cool the burning, and just like that, no more gray hairs. You might have bald spots and burns where the gray used to be, but that's a whole different problem. Gray Be Gone will solve your gray hair problem once and for all.
Gray Be Gone.
Get yours today and make that gray go away.
Welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of those Papa D.D. me with Kettle.
Hello.
And Red Wine.
Bonsoir, bonsoir. Power to the people. I'm kind of wondering, which one is in that glass that you got over there, girl?
Don't worry about it.
Ooh. Okay. You got some magic potion over there.
Hey.
Mm-mm. All right. We say we're going to get into the BET Awards. I'm going to give you a good recap on the what was going on. We had some epic Prince tributes to Beyonce. She tore the house down. Yep, to start off the festival, the network quickly got into formation with the surprise appearance of Beyonce, Lady B. The singer, joined by rapper Kendrick Lamar, silently awaited her dancers as they marched into the theater for the Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech and performed a water dance. Man, I was like, water and electricity? Okay. I didn't know how it was going to go. But I watched it. It was off the chain. Also, BET also provided a series of tributes to Prince throughout the show. I liked that. Red Wine, oh, she loved that. The highlights included my girl, Jennifer Hudson. Man, she tore it down. Wrecking down the house with Purple Rain. Also, Stevie Wonder with Tori Kelly. Girl can sing. Teaming up for the Purple Rain duet, Take Me With You. Also, Maxwell also battled out Nothing Compares to You. Janelle Monae revved up the crowd with the Prince songs that included Kiss. Sheila E. closed out the show with a string of Prince hits, including Erotic City. That's your favorite. Let's Go Crazy. I think all the Princes are your favorite, Red Wine.
Every one of them.
Papa's Girl, Alicia Keys. She battled out some tunes. Maxwell again, Usher. He was off the chain, too. The host, Tracy Ellis Ross and Anthony Anderson, they repeatedly reminded the voters, folks, to go out there and vote. We talked about Jesse Williams, who received the Humanitarian Award. He delivered the most inspiring speech of the evening, the call for action and change in the community. He got down. I think he was the man for the night. Just to mention a few of them, the best female R&B pop artist, of course, was Lady B, Beyonce. Best actor was Michael B. Jordan. Best actress, Taraji P. Henson. D.C. native, D.C. in the house.
D.C.
Best movie, Straight Outta Compton. They finally getting some props, finally. Had to come on the black side to get the props. Video of the year, Lady B again for Formation. The best male hip-hop artist was Drake. Best female artist, of course, Nicki Minaj. Collaboration, my girl Rihanna and Drake for Work. Best gospel was Kirk Franklin. He won Dr. Bobby Jones Gospel Inspirational Award, too, Kirk Franklin also. Best sportsman of the year, Stephen Curry. Best woman of the year, sports person of the year, was Serena Williams. They just stay in the limelight. Of course, the Humanitarian Award went to Jesse Williams, and the Lifetime Achievement Award went to Samuel L. Jackson.
Woo.
I'm telling you, Spike Lee was up there with that purple hat. I ain't know what the hell that was. He looked like he was Samuel Jackson's butler or something. But he presented the award to Samuel L. Jackson, but Yeah, that was interesting. That was interesting. I think that was one of the best BET awards that I ever seen. So
it has something for everybody. It really did.
Yeah,
that'll be hard to top.
It will. So
I feel bad for who produces the 2017 show.
Maybe the next, maybe the same person will produce the same, you know, the 2017 show.
You got to top it. Ain't no competition. It's got to stay in line with what's happening. Keep it strong. Keep it black.
Yeah.
And so we got to stop stockpiling and thinking we got to compete and beat and win. We ain't got to win. If you notice, too, with Beyonce, when you talk about holding on to your blackness, you see where she's going these days, right?
Oh, shit, for
with
sure.
Formation and everything up. But look at Rihanna. Rihanna's still running around like, you know, she's being Miss, you know, I'm the whatever, I'm the whoever. I'm behind, you know, what's the other little crazy little white girl? What's her name?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. You know, just ain't got no...
I think
you know.
She's still playing the quote-unquote victim. I hate to say it, but
yeah,
that's how I feel. Her,
yeah, but she's compounding her money. But once you get money, you got to protect it. You know, when Muhammad Ali went behind the Nation of Islam, you know, that was his way of protecting himself. You got to get behind something.
Mm-hmm.
And to get behind your blackness is the strongest thing you can get behind in all actuality.
Yeah, because
you know,
you
behind other than God, you know. But
just,
you can't run from it. You can't run from it at all.
Mm-hmm. When you
and
wake
you gotta
up,
stop
you're
playing
right
with
there.
It.
See what I'm saying?
But there's so many of us playing with it based on our own careers and what we're trying to get and prove. But, you know, the career begins with oneself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think if people use their true talent, they'd probably make more money than they make on their damn job.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
But
it's
not
about, you know.
Yeah, I think you have to work to get to a certain level. And once you get to a certain level, like Beyonce, she can, like,
yeah.
I can do anything I want to
when
do.
You're spending,
you know?
Right, because
yeah.
You're spending house money now.
Yeah.
Making your own arrangements. You're flying to London or wherever, you make your own camp is making your own arrangements.
Oh, for sure.
The record label and all this stuff, and everybody is, you know.
Yeah, you know Lady B's bad if she gonna leave one show and go to her show in London. She took the first step.
Yeah, but all this is planned in advance.
Oh,
you know?
Sure.
Ain't nobody out there being haphazard.
No, but I'm just
when
saying.
When it comes to flights and, you know.
She got it going on. I mean, if you could do that. Leave one big show, which was important. That's what her mother was saying. This was an important award show to be at.
Oh, most definitely.
She wanted to represent, for sure, and she sure enough brought it.
But I think that I really commend that that new, you know, CEO of BET.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
She's a quiet storm, but she is completely black. And when I say black, I mean in a level of, you know, just having a black comfort zone.
Right.
You know, she's got that completely, and she doesn't sit up there and make demands on people, and you could tell she's running stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as it's going smooth, she's happy, and, you know,
right.
And it's just because the way she hugged that brother when he got done making that speech, she said, damn, brother, you capped off my show for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So we got to look and see how the happiness in people.
Right.
And I was going to keep going because I think LL Cool J is a damn sellout. But anyway, that's just my opinion.
But I think a lot of people that go to the BET Awards and involved with it, they respect her quite a bit.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, so they look up to her. I mean, Bob Johnson, when he, you know, gave over the throne or whatever, he gave it to the right person. He's doing an excellent job.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, look, we have a letter from somebody for Pillow Talk. They say they need some help.
Uh-oh.
This is, I'm going to read the letter, and then you all can tell her what you think.
Mm-hmm.
This lady says, Dear Pajama Party Crew, I am a single mother of a 6-year-old son. I recently started dating again. My son told his father I was dating, and now my child's father has suddenly become jealous and seems to be trying to get back with me. He calls me for trivial things at all hours of the night and shows up to my house unannounced. It's a difficult situation because I don't want to deny my son a chance to see his father, but this has caused tension in my relationship with my new boyfriend, who feels like my ex's actions are highly disrespectful. How can I make my ex respect my current relationship and some boundaries and not lose my man in the process? Signed, Confused.
Well, well, well. So what you think, Kettle? Well,
I'll ask you first.
My opinion is I would tell the ex-husband, right?
Well, she said her baby's father.
Okay. I would tell him he would have to come on the designated times that he's appointed to see his son.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if we got to go back to the courts or whatever we got to do, that's what we might have to do because you messing me up because... I'm quite sure Mama here, she's not going and messing with him and his girlfriend or whoever he's seeing now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my thing is you gotta respect my time.
Okay.
So, dang.
What you think, Papa Didi?
You're too quiet over there.
Yeah.
What do I think?
Come on with it, Papa.
Well, I just got done saying that the people that are free and powerful in this world are black women and white men. So it all now. Where is she living? How is she living? Is the ex paying for the apartment or the house? Is he paying the mortgage or paying the rent?
She doesn't say that. That's a good
okay.
Point.
Well, he must be paying something to have all access at all time of night. He must have got some kind of stock. He must be keeping the receipts for the mortgage or keeping the receipts for the rent or something. He got some kind of stake in the game. If he don't have no stake in the game to pop up whenever he want to, either she's a damn fool or he's a Looney Tune or they both crazy as hell. And I think that the new boyfriend need to get the hell out of here while he can and let them two get back to the damn Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey circus they started when they made that little crumb snatch.
All right now.
But, I mean, you know, nobody should have too much access to anybody. Once that relationship is over, you got to sever all that access. But then people contradict themselves because, you know, oh, my refrigerator broke. Can you come over and fix my refrigerator? You know, she wants to play Sweet Polly one day, but then when the Johnson comes to the door, she don't want to be bothered.
Well, she's saying that, here's my opinion. Mm-hmm. She's saying that she doesn't want to deny this guy from seeing his son.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, how old is the son again?
Six years old.
Okay, so when's he woke? Well, let's talk about his hours of
Well, that's what I was going to get to.
Okay.
My thing is, now, clearly this boy should have a set bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
So for this guy to be calling her, she said he calls her for trivial things, like during the nighttime and stuff, because he's trying to get back in with her once the son told him that, oh, mom's dating. She's seeing somebody. Once he found that out, now all of a sudden he's acting like he's interested, but she's no longer interested.
Right.
So I think what I would tell her to do is you need to just have a heart-to-heart with him, like part of what you said, Kettle.
Mm-hmm.
You need to tell him, look, you need to have set times to see your son. I appreciate that you want to spend time with him, but you are not going to just drop in here, and you need to stop calling me at all hours of the night. I would just stop answering his call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you ain't calling for anything.
Well, is the boyfriend supposed to sit around with his finger up his ass while they're having heart-to-hearts? There's 1,000 coochies out there. He needs to make a move.
Well, I'm just saying, she needs to get this straight.
He needs to make a move.
Because it's creating a problem with her boy.
But he has no obligation to sit around and wait for them two to make up their mind.
But I'm saying
he ain't got a minute to spare.
If she wants to get this straight, she needs to tell his ex-guy, look, here's the rules. This is what's what. And if you can't get with that, then we're going to have a problem. But she's trying to be so accommodating because she's saying, I don't want to deny him access to his son.
Yeah, but right there,
being so
right there is when
and
you...
And giving him access
but
to
when
her
you say
in the
that, at that point, you're putting a new boyfriend on a one-way street or on a... He's got a direction at this point. He has no backbone. So why would the new boyfriend even stay around somewhere where he got to wait for them two to come up with
a
decision
on his disposition?
Well,
that's true. That's a choice he has to make.
Yeah, it's true. I think the new boyfriend has the best hand. He should just be doing a drive-by with that anyway. He should just be squirting some juice on it.
That brings us to the
anyway.
Kiss list.
All right, man.
Anyway, Miss Confused, I don't know if that was any help to you, but this is for entertainment purposes only.
Mm-hmm.
We're not psychiatrists.
So confused.
Yeah, you may be more confused now. I don't know, but... Anyway, Papa Didi, can you tell everybody what the Kiss It List is?
Kiss It List is a list compiled of people that just acted fool or messed up or did some crazy stuff that was completely ruthless, like the Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I say the Red, but we ain't gonna talk about the Red Cross too much because your ass burn your house down, they will give you a hotel. So we can't add other things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's not throw them under the bus by no stretch of the imagination.
They're still on the list this week.
Well, this had to do with the marketing department
and
all those jerk-offs in there. They ain't got nothing to do but make paper airplanes all day and whatever they're doing there.
Mm-hmm.
All right? We're going to talk about that worker at the train station that tried to play me like a fiddle until I read his ass the Black Ride.
Okay, so wait a minute. So you already said what the Kiss It List is.
Yeah, it's for jerk-offs and...
Got on our last nerve.
Jerk off and dim whips and.
Dim whips and whatever, yeah.
Just got on our last nerve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so now, who is on the Kiss It list this week?
Well,
right behind Donald Trump.
Okay, he said the marketing department.
I would say the marketing department or the Red Cross.
Okay.
We're not going to
talk
about the Red Cross as
right.
a whole.
And Donald Trump again.
Yes.
All right, we ain't going to say his name too much. We ain't supporting him.
Yeah, I know that.
No,
right.
but
Thank
I
got to
keep him on the list.
Like I said, the worker at the train station.
Okay.
Again? Okay.
Missing gumbo. Erykah Badu for missing that hair appointment.
She is not on the list.
For the BET Awards to catch up and sneak up on her because she looks tacky.
Mm-mm.
Okay, Alicia Keys for that show-off performance.
See what she see that? See that rebuttal right there? But she was looking good, wasn't she?
She looked good.
Thank you.
But the performance was wet.
Erykah Badu like a booger. But anyway, the girl, I ain't going to beat her up too much.
Well, can I get one in?
Go ahead.
Woman, I guess this is, I'm going to call out her name. Name is Susan Taylor of Citibank. Her bank and her are doing some unlawful practices among blacks, trying to get loans or trying to just do anything.
They discriminate against our people?
Yes, they are.
Oh, man, we could have put them on the top of the list.
What else
yeah.
is
there?
Citibank?
Yeah. Citibank. Susan Taylor, putting them at the top.
Okay, this is the D.C. branch.
Yes, it is.
Okay, Susan Taylor, you're on our list.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what's so interesting about that Citibank thing is that they'll send you $900 worth of paraphernalia to fill out a credit card and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you put in all your stuff and they say, oh, no, we're going to deny you. Then why the hell did you send 17 damn letters to my house telling me
I'm pre-approved? You're pre-approved.
Pre-approved for you to smack me in my face and say I can't do this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the way it's inside.
Discover does the same thing. Discover and sent me 99 billion, like you said, bamboo is a paraphernalia. And every time.
And then you take one out and say, you know what, let me call these people and see what's up with this.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a try.
See what's happening. And all of a sudden,
and then they say, psych.
Mm-hmm.
But they got everything on you. They say, oh, read back that number on the letter. Is it 125438? Yeah, that's it. Are you a membership number 385? Yeah, that's it. You think you in. You think you damn got the damn plastic card. You a member. Hell no.
You got sugar.
No way.
Now, my favorite one is when they say, oh, I'm sorry, we can't approve you, but what we can do is give you a secured card.
Yeah.
I'm like, hold up. That's not what I was trying to do.
Security.
Yeah. For everybody out there, a secure card means put $1,000 in an account and we'll allow
you
to spend it.
And you can use that for your credit. Yeah. How crazy is that?
We'll let you use $1,000 that you put in here. We're gonna transfer this $1,000 $100 bills to a plastic card and allow you to spend it.
And we put our name on the card.
Yeah.
And we get the credit for it. And you can use your own money. How about that?
Yeah. And use too much of it, we're going to send your name and your money to a collection.
Uh-huh.
Anyway,
anybody else?
Macy's.
Macy's, the Red Star.
Roger Goodell. Tom Brady.
And Ben Affleck.
Oh, yeah.
For acting the total ASS
about Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Well, him and Tom be hanging out, you know. But see, you don't realize Tom is not in his boat. Tom and Giselle made an agreement a long time ago that we're both filthy, dirty, stinky ass rich.
And we ain't gonna deal with.
And we ain't gonna deal with the mess when people come over. Let's just act like we're enjoying them. But you know, I think Ben Affleck and even though his boy cut him loose, Matt Damon, he don't hang out with Ben no more.
Yeah, I don't know. They have a series getting come out, so I don't know.
Oh yeah, they may be back together.
Then he married that fine ass woman and they not together no more.
Even all that.
Mm-mm. Oh shit, she looks good to me.
Okay.
Wait, I got one more. I gotta add Kanye West.
Mm-mm.
Kanye just recently released this thing called Famous, this new video where he's got, I think they're wax figures, but they look really, really realistic of all these naked celebrities all in bed together. The women are like boobs out and everything, and the men are like, you don't see anything on the men.
Yeah, Kim
he had Cosby, George Bush, Taylor Swift, Amber Rose, Ray J, him and Kim.
It
was a whole bunch of people.
You said the right name right there. When
like,
you said Amber Rose, you showed the story behind
exactly.
the saga. Oh,
he had his
that.
Ex.
Is that the same thing you did with Alicia Keys?
No. His
ex,
it is. Her ex. Then you're going to throw Cosby, George Bush, and all these random people in this bed together.
Well, let me ask you a question.
He didn't have any of these people's permission, and you know he did it for the attention, and then he's going to put stuff on social media talking about, go ahead, sue me. I'm like, dude, you do stuff just to get attention.
Kim's going
to
kick him to the curb. I get him 2 years. But anyway, well, what about Ray J? Did you see a couple shots of him at the BET Awards?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
wearing
a T-shirt.
I know where they
now, what is he
now.
Famous for? The fact that you saw Mike Johnson in a sex video. What is he doing today? He's not doing anything, but the world has seen his Johnson in a.
He's Randy's brother, and he made a sex tape.
It's just, I don't know, and he's out there living a life of Raleigh.
Well,
you know,
I just wanted to say that's what Kanye did, and I'm putting him on the list for that.
Okay, so what we got for him?
We got a special treat for him.
Okay.
Here it is.
Kiss my entire ass.
Kiss my Irish ass. You better kiss my Irish ass.
This world, kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass.
Was a good one.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
we gotta call them out. We call them like we see them, cause that's how we roll.
All right, man.
The Pajama Party Crew, and that's what we do.
All right.
Anyway, we're about to break off because we pulling the plug out and heading to New Orleans. So I don't know where you going tomorrow, but I know where I'm going tomorrow. Anyway.
Well, what's your last word,
Papa? My last word is stay black, not in the sense of color, but in the sense of knowledge and leadership, and understand what it is. If you're gonna falter a little bit, you know, bite your tongue on your job so you don't lose your job. Do things you gotta do to save your, your livelihood. Don't kiss no ass, but just don't flare back at anybody when it comes to a livelihood you're trying to put together, or keep going, or whatever, or you're looking for a finish line, or what have you. So other than that, rest in peace, Pat Summitt and Buddy Ryan, my main man, coach of the Eagles, and. That's it for me, and we're off to the Essence Festival.
All right. You got a red one.
Oh, my last word is thank you, Deborah Lee, for putting that show together for the BET Award show. Good job. Prince, rest in peace. We will never forget. Some of us are still in mourning, still trying to get over it, still trying to accept it. Shout out to everybody who's continuing to support us. We thank you for your continued support. Visit apajamaparty.com for previous episodes, Cocktail of the Week, and in any other information you want to know about us, who we are, and stuff like that there.
All right, now.
And New Orleans, we're on our way.
All right. My last word is I want to say a happy belated birthday to Mr. Baker. He's one of our number one fans.
Very good.
DC Homegrown Parent Company, thanks for keeping the lights on. We got a couple of birthdays coming up. My birthday for one, July 28th. So
that's a month away.
I don't care. We plan on having a live audience. We gonna get it in. We gonna get it in that night.
Okay.
So we gonna celebrate on the 29th, which is that Friday, and you got one coming up too, Red Wine.
That's 2 months away.
In August 29th.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna have some surprises. So just stay tuned. Also, one my last word. I'm gonna say, white people, stay woke, cause we coming. The black folks is coming. Bidi bidi bidi, but that's all, folks. That's it. I'm out. Miss Kelly.
All righty.
I done dropped 4-5 mics.
Okay. We better get a fresh supply for next week.
All right.
All right. That's it.
Say goodnight, Pop.
Goodnight.
Goodnight, everyone.
Good night. Bonsoir.
All right.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I bid you farewell, arrivederci, sayonara, and all that sort of cheers.
Well, when you, I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Well, good night.
Yabiko, Sana.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now.
Good night, and good luck.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Now give me a kiss and say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Goodbye now.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for attending our show, and good night.
Put some of us today, rolling that day, throwing a party, put some of us today, party crew, keep it real for you.
No, no.